Coach's Insight programs continue here tonight. Care 93.7 ACCHS time as we welcome in head coach Alex Thornburg. It is presented by L&L Construction. Tigers suffered their first loss last week and on the road at the defending state champion, Rossville, 49-8. Was that final? Coach, you go back and kind of dissect it. Just what are a few key takeaways from that game?
Yeah, you know, that's obviously a tremendous program over there that Coach Thomas has built at Rossville. And, you know, winning is kind of an expected thing there. I thought up front, really, Rossville played how we wanted to play on Friday night. They were a lot more physical than us up front, which, you know, was a key that we told our guys all week, that it was going to be a physical game. And, you know, if we wanted to get stuff going, we needed to be more physical up front. And, you know, Rossville did a great job of that. You know, our guys competed for four quarters. You know, I never saw the towel get thrown in. You know, we've got a bunch of, you know, competitive kids and some gamers on our team. So I knew the effort wouldn't be the issue. You know, we just got out physical, I think, was our biggest thing. And, you know, going back and you watch film, it's little things too, you know, that we can clean up and fix before our next game on Friday and put ourselves in a better position to win.
How do you feel like the team's responded, taking that first loss, kind of taking that one on the chin, but then coming back this week? Do you feel like they've responded well, kind of put that one behind them, and they're getting ready for Pleasant Ridge?
Yeah, I thought we had a great day of practice on Tuesday. Monday's film session was really good. Guys coming in that were ready to learn, focused on what they needed to be doing. And, you know, I think they were a little embarrassed by the score on Friday. And, you know, they don't want that to happen to them again. And neither do we as coaches. So we had guys that were, you know, ready to learn this week. And it's been a great week so far for us.
How would you assess the team here through the first 4 weeks? So we've passed that halfway point here in the regular season. Your team's at 3-1, still undefeated in Northeast Kansas League play as you try to defend your league championship, and you'll continue the trend in the NEKL this week against Pleasant Ridge. But 4 weeks in, 4 weeks to go in the regular season, what's the assessment of the team?
Yeah, and, you know, all our goals are still in front of us. You know, one loss doesn't define a season, and it's unfortunate to open up district play with a loss, and now we're down 21 points in district play, but we still have three more district games to go out and give ourselves a chance to win and make those points back up. And like you said, we've got a big league game this week. The following week is another one, and the week following that is another league game. So, you know, we're on a stretch of three straight league games here to attempt and defend our league title. So, you know, one loss isn't going to define our season, and, you know, all our goals are still in front of us here.
Pleasant Ridge, the opponent this week, and you look at this team, they're coming off a nice win as well. They beat Morehill Mount Academy last week in a thrilling contest. It was 36-31, so this is a Rams team that's sitting at 2-2, and they're off to a 1-0 start in district play. You see them on film, you kind of dissect what they're doing so far here through four games. What stands out?
Yeah, you know, a couple of their scores, I think, are not real indicative of how they play. Week one against JCM, you know, it was a 8-8 ball game or 6-6 ball game midway through the first quarter, and JCM got a couple turnovers there, and I think it just kind of snowballed on them there week one. And watching their game against against Jackson Heights, kind of the same thing. It was tied at halftime, and they gave up a big kick return to start the second half, and then threw an interception and threw another pick. And, you know, they're playing real close ball games. You know, they just have a couple mistakes there that let the game get away from them. So, you know, we play on Saturday this week, so it's going to be a really tough ball game for us on Saturday.
Do you take much away from the game last year? You beat them 22-0. You know, is it pretty much the same as far as what they do schematically? And do you really take much from the game a year ago?
Yeah, you know, we can, you know, we go back and reassess ourselves from, you know, last season, but it's kind of hard because, you know, there's so many new players for both schools. You know, they return some of their core pieces, but they've got a new running back this year. Some of their skill pieces are different, and same with us too. You know, we graduated a great class of seniors last year, you know, and one of those guys was our leading rusher and receiver, and the other one was our leading tackler. So we're a lot different this year than we were last year. So, yeah, I mean, you can go back and look like, hey, this is kind of how we game planned for him last year. This is what brought us success. Here's what we thought, you know, brought a little confusion to their offense. So yeah, you can go back, but, you know, we're not going to plan our whole game plan, obviously, around stuff from last year.
Finally, Coach, here in 2022, against Pleasant Ridge this time around, few keys, what's it going to take to get a win?
Yeah, you know, we got to take care of the football, and I think we've done a really good job of that this year. We had one turnover on Friday night. We also forced the turnover, so, you know, we're even there in the turnover battle, but we got to make sure that we're taking care of the football, which is something we've done a great job of so far this year. And then, you know, we got to ramp our physicality back up. You know, we definitely got out physical on Friday night, and I think it was kind of eye-opening for our guys to see, boy, this is what, you know, a state championship caliber team looks like. And to get ourselves to that level, you know, the guys need to put in some work, and they've been doing that this week. So,
Pleasant Ridge at ACCHS this week, back in the Northeast Kansas League for the Tigers after a loss to the defending state champions last week in Rossville. Alex Thornburg joining us, brought to you by L&L Construction. Coach, as always, appreciate it very much. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate it.